Добрый день, дорогие друзья. Воскресенье, наш традиционный воскресный вебинар.
It is Sunday, and as usual, we have our webinar.
Доктор Михаил Лайтман сегодня с нами на вебинаре.
Sasha Kozlov and Boris Bilitsyrkovsky and Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lightman here are in the lesson. There are many connections of many groups, and we are going to continue with our next topic. We have chosen an article of Balasulam, Peace in the World. We'll go through the article. Please prepare your questions. We will give everyone who's connected online an opportunity to ask.
У нас большое знаменательное событие всего.
Some news. In the beginning of September, we're going to have a major event of all of our Russian-speaking public, our Congress in Kishinev. Sasha, yes, in Kishinev in Moldova, there's going to be a very important event for all of us, a Russian-speaking Congress, where everyone is invited there from all of our courses, in all of our forms of study, anyone who's listening to us, in order to meet there and to connect. Our teacher, Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lightman, will be there. All of the instructors of the Kabbalah Academy will be going there. Many groups and friends from Israel are also going to be going there. And certainly, it's all of our friends from the former Soviet Union, Europe, America, all of Russian-speaking friends. We will be updating you a lot in relation to preparation. We very much hope that you will all integrate in the preparation and participate in it. Yes, 2 more months are left, so you can plan your time to find a place and a way to get there. There is a website where all the information about the Congress is there. We're going to start the new article. It's one of the central articles of Balasulam, Peace in the World. And we will start the article, Peace in the World. Dr. Lightman. I prefer that you will read and that I will speak because I'm not well enough to speak a lot today.
Нас нагружайте побольше.
Okay, we will help you. You can load it on us. Boris, the article Peace in the World. Everything is evaluated not according to what it looks like at a certain moment, but by the degree of its development. All there is in reality, good, bad, and even the most harmful in the world, has a right to exist.
Никакое явление нельзя истребить и уничтожать. А на нас возложена задача.
It should by no means be completely destroyed. Our task is to merely correct it and return it to its source. Dr. Lightman, that means that we need to relate to everything existing as necessary for existence. There is nothing that exists for no purpose, that shouldn't exist.
Я не говорю о людях, я говорю вообще о том, что
all kinds of harmful things. I'm not speaking about people, I'm talking about what generally exists in nature.
Зачем это все существует?
Sometimes these things appear to us as if, why do such things exist? Let's clean the world from these things. How many harmful things are there in the ocean, in all kinds of places, pests? But from one day to the next, the more we research nature, we start understanding, and the wisdom of Kabbalah gives us this absolute understanding in relation to everything that exists out of necessity. And only out of necessity does every plant grow or any species develop of animal, all of the still vegetative animate and speaking, the entirety of nature needs to be harmonious. And there needs to be participation, which is general. Therefore, there is nothing harmful and nothing bad. And if we do see something harmful toward us, so we need to see that it exists only in order for us to, in our correct attitude to nature, to bring ourselves to such a state where we will see that everything existing is correct and true, and that it needs to exist.
Даже одного внимательного взгляда на процесс творения достаточно, чтобы прийти.
It is enough to take an attentive look at the process of the creation to realize the greatness and perfection of the act and the one who performs it. Therefore, we should understand and be extremely careful to neglect any part of the creation and say that it is superfluous and unnecessary because it is slander with regard to the act of the creation. Dr. Leitman. So if we look at everything that exists in the world, and we say, that doesn't need to exist.
На какие-то свойства в людях.
Or we point out all kinds of qualities in people, or on the still vegetative animate and speaking natures and its expressions, and we ask, why does that exist? It'd be preferable for something of that not to exist. That is incorrect. That is simply us who do not understand the complete picture of the entirety of nature. And what we need to do, only us, we need to correct only ourselves. And when we correct ourselves, we suddenly reveal that nature becomes corrected.
Множественные виды природы, которые находятся во всевозможных...
All the multiplicity of species in nature. All kinds of...
Вы знаете, почему это все происходит?
Contrasting and opposed and resisting elements, things that eat one another. Why does that happen? It's because we want to eat one another. Even though we want to do that physically.
Дошли бы до состояния, когда мы были в нашем
состоянии. If we would reach a state of reciprocity among us, we would be organized and completed in a mutual way, and then we would see that the whole nature all around the world would turn into that as well. Sasha, is it possible to ask a question? Inga from Kiev is asking, how does a Kabbalist see the level of development of an object? Because everything is evaluated according to its development. So how is it possible to evaluate that? Dr. Leitman, it's possible to evaluate it according to its level of development or that we see the general nature and the connection to that nature, everything within a mutual system. And the phenomenon completes the system until it becomes an integral system. So according to the extent of its integration in the integral system, so then we can evaluate each and every element in nature, Sasha. So you could say that it is adapted to the thought of creation. Does it relate to some kind of mediary state within the purpose of creation? Dr. Leitman, yes, but every stage of development is in relation to a person, and the person determines how much all the forms of nature will be organized and adapted correctly one to another and will be in a correct reciprocity. Everything depends on a person who is the major aspect of creation. He depends on the whole of nature and all of nature depends on him. We will continue. However, it is well known that the Creator did not complete the creation at the moment of its making. We see that our reality is governed by the laws of step-by-step development that begins with the stage preceding conception and continues up to the end of growth. Dr. Leitman, yes, we see that before us, that everything is still development, still developing. We still haven't reached a stage where the entirety of nature, the whole of creation, reaches the perfect whole state. We are far from that perfect state. But on the contrary, from one day to the next, there are revealing to us forms that are less and less perfect of nature. However, still, they still reveal, and they need to reveal in the the perfect state of theirs. And as much as they will be completed, that depends on a person. Meaning, as much as a person integrates correctly with nature, as such, nature will change and will respond correctly to each and every act of ours in order to bring the general nature to a complete, perfect state. Boris, this is why we do not perceive a bitter taste of a fruit as a flaw in the beginning of its growth. The same applies to the other elements of reality. If something seems bad and harmful, it only means that this element is in a transitional stage of its development. Hence, we have no right to define it as bad and neglected because it is unwise.
То есть к чему нам это нас это приводит? К тому, что мы не можем говорить.
Dr. Lateman, correct. Where does that bring us? It brings us to a point where we cannot speak about any object or any phenomenon in nature, whether it's good or bad, because we don't know the final goal act of it. We don't understand how that phenomenon is programmed. Because if we look in the same way upon a baby that comes out of its mother, what is he prepared for? What is he skilled at, or in general, all of the forces of nature of that kind, we would see that nothing in its developmental process, in its early stages, there is no created being that has any kind of positive evaluation, but everything is according to its future development. So we can never pay attention to processes in their beginning or even middle stage, but only at the final state. And since we do not see that final state, then we can simply stop speaking about something perfect or imperfect because we do not see anything of that perfection. We don't know what perfection is because we ourselves are imperfect and incomplete. Therefore, in general, judging or evaluating a certain situation, judging in relation to what's happening with nature or with us or with anything existing, we simply cannot do that. Everything we can do is only speed up, help us develop, and as such accelerate the development of nature in general, and only then we will see the perfect state of nature. The whole state, the final state of nature. Therefore, peace in the world is not attained until we will attain the end of creation, the end of our development. Or we are in the intermediary stage of development, and there we understand that we are incomplete and we are incapable of evaluating anything correctly, and therefore we cannot accept the world as it is and to consider it in each and every one of its states as perfect because it comes out of the Creator. Boris, many questions. Alexei from Nikolaev. The newborn doesn't harm anyone. So what do we do with the mature ones who directly try to harm others? Dr. Lateman, we cannot answer that question correctly because we don't see the whole system. It could be that the harm that they bring, on one hand, it could be help in order to reach the next state or another state. There is nothing in nature that nature does for no purpose. All the most major problems, the biggest destructions, they all have a beginning, an end, they all have a cause and effect, and we cannot attain any conclusions from them until we see the whole picture in its completion. Sasha, question. Speeding up development according to time, will that bring more suffering and more labor in order to bring about spiritual development of humanity? Meaning, do we need to speed up the development, or can it bring about suffering? Dr. Leitman, speeding up or not speeding up, development doesn't, in the whole of nature, doesn't depend on us. We can only speed up our own development. We cannot speed up nature's development. If we speed up our development, meaning we bring ourselves to a perfect state quicker in the correct integration between us, then the entirety of nature turns into being better. And that is the correction of nature, actually. Meaning, the acceleration is in our acceleration. We will improve, we will come closer to each other, we will integrate, come to better reciprocity between us. A question from St. Petersburg. How can we define the law of development, the law of gradual development according to the wisdom of Kabbalah? Dr. Leitman, the law of gradual development is the law of double negative. It's a Marxist law, a natural law. We learned it in Marx Dialectics. It's a correct law. Kabbalah says the same thing, where every previous state determines the future state, and the future state, the next state, already determines the primordial state to it, and it is inside it in a way that is still not revealed. We do not need to corrupt nature, and we do not need to change anything other than ourselves, and also ourselves. We don't need to change anything in us other than good relationships between us. Therefore, we only change one small parameter of nature where we come closer to one another in all kinds of actions and good actions to each other, and then we'll see how nature becomes better. Suddenly, all the tsunamis will go away. Hurricanes, all kinds of explosions in the sun and earthquakes, etc., they'll all go away. You'll suddenly see how nature will start calming down. It all depends on people, how much we will come closer to each other correctly. Boris, also other dialectic laws are adapted in the transition from quantity-quality, all kinds of resistance that get complemented. Yes, all the laws, Dr. Lake. What does the development of the soul need, and how is that process of development done? How do we know if we're on the right process? Dr. Leitman, the process of development of the soul needs one thing, for us to start developing it by coming closer to others. That's why we create small groups. We call them tens. And in this ten exists certain laws, spiritual laws. Meaning, if we have a group of 10 people, you could have less, but it's preferable that it's 10. Then, in their coming closer to one another, they can start feeling the laws that act on them, or that start acting on them. And that is a very interesting state. We can invert ourselves to turn these 10 people into a laboratory, where in it, people will be present, and they will feel themselves there as existing under the influence of special forces, or a special force, the Creator. Meaning, as much as they start coming closer to each other, they'll start feeling how between them reveals or is expressed the Creator. And in their distancing from one another, they will feel how that force mutually also distances from them, that the Creator is in the center of that ten, in the center of that small group. And they, in that way, can determine and depict it, to scrutinize and reveal it. That is a very interesting state. It doesn't come immediately. However, we need to come closer to that. Try that. It is a long process when you start feeling it, but you will start feeling that in your coming closer to each other, despite the resistance, those mutual forces of rejection between yourselves, where you don't want to come close to each other, and you in any case come closer to each other despite those forces. And when you're coming closer in relation to the rejection, that will awaken in you certain sensation of a revelation of something, and that something will already be a pre-phenomenon of the Creator that doesn't come immediately, but in principle, it is the experience that you will reveal. Sasha, another question. What does it mean to be careful in disregarding any detail in reality and saying that the Creator doesn't operate each and every detail? I'll add, does it mean that we need to scrutinize and study each and every detail? Dr. Leitman, I think that what I said is the most beneficial and the simplest and the healthiest way so that we won't get confused. Another question. Sometimes what I don't want for myself is the most beneficial thing for my development. Why is it that way? Dr. Leitman, certainly. What is pleasant or unpleasant for me? Or good or bad for me? It's not according to what I want. Because really, I don't know what is correct or incorrect for me. I am within egoistic properties. So I need to do what Kabbalistic books recommend me to do and come closer to the goal faster that way. Boris, there are a few other questions here which aren't really on the topic. They're in YouTube. A question from Ohio. Why am I so attracted to these talks, to these lessons? Why do I want to listen to what are you talking about? Dr. Leitman. The matter is, you are listening to something that speaks about you, about your soul, about how you can attain a whole and perfect state where the life and death of your body will not influence you in some way, where you will feel that life is eternal and life streams differently from what we have today, from what we feel today. Therefore, it is correct to think that if we would start gathering and start feeling in the connection between us a kind of transition to the next state, to the upper world, which exists in the center of our mutuality, in the center of our reciprocity. Like astronauts who say that there is some kind of hole in space, which is a transition between one space to another space. There is really such a loophole, this transition from our world to the next world. Sasha, a question. If a person is the evil inclination and all the good is all kinds of moral, ethical things that he's learned in this world, so how can a person judge his own bad or the bad of the others? Dr. Leitman, only in relation of each other towards each other. It could be that your character is anything. It doesn't matter what character you have. It doesn't matter how much you are impatient and are intolerable, etc. The question is, how do you relate to the other? Do you want to come closer to them? even a little bit, in some way, to make some kind of motion toward them. It also doesn't depend on what state you were born in. There are people who happily come together, dance together, be together, and sit in their corners, and they don't want to be in connection with anyone else. That doesn't relate to the earthly characteristics that we have here that we were given from birth. It's something completely different. It's that I long to connect with others without any connection to who I am and who they are, but simply because if I connect with them, as such, I create between us, between me and them. Well, usually it's not between me and one other person, but it's between me and others. Usually it's best in a tent. We set up the conditions for the revelation of the Creator. Sasha, is that the revelation of good in that action? Dr. Leitman, I wouldn't say that that's the revelation of good, but it's simply an action which is constant, stubborn on the connection between us, where we rise above our egos. Certainly we should not destroy the ego, but we should rise above it until we become included of two states: the lower state, which is our egoistic attitude, and the higher state, the upper state, the elated state, the relations between us, relations of love, reciprocity, connection. And between these two opposite states, like in a sandwich, there is this middle layer, and in that middle layer we reveal the Creator. We reveal the Creator and also ourselves and also the upper world. Boris, I want to turn to the groups. Groups, if you have live questions, please put a question mark up and you'll be able to ask. Let's move to the next excerpt, which is called The Weakness of World Reformers. This conclusion enables us to understand the people who have tried to correct the world in every generation erroneously perceive man as a machine, which does not function properly and requires improvement, that is, replacement of defective parts with better ones. Dr. Leitman, certainly that's incorrect. You don't need to change anything in a person. A person doesn't have anything corrupted. Everything that a person has been given to him from nature, from the Creator. Therefore, all the negative qualities, even if he wants to kill other people and eat them and do something else, to rape, to do all kinds of bad things, it's all been given from the Creator. Therefore, the correction is not in putting him into prison or in hanging him, executing him. The correction is in placing him in such a framework, within such boundaries, where he will come to recognize and become aware that he needs to correct that within him and correct it such that above all the terrible inclinations toward others, this inclination to connect with them will appear without destroying all that negative that he has within him toward others. But he wants to raise himself, elevate himself to the next degree. And precisely in that precise resistance between him and others, then he forms that correct relationship to connecting with them. And in that sandwich that we spoke about, in that between that negative and positive, between that he starts feeling a field. There is a positive part and a negative part, like two layers, and between them he starts feeling the spiritual state. That's what the person needs to do. That's what he needs. And then he turns into feeling the upper world. Boris. All their efforts were focused on destroying the evil that exists in the human race. Truth to tell, unless the Creator had opposed them, they would have certainly succeeded in sifting humanity through a sieve and leaving in it only what is good and useful. Dr. Leitman, yes, it always appears to us that we need to fix that, get rid of that, we need to put him away in prison, etc. In short, correcting the world, everyone wants to do that. Just give him the power and the means to do that, and he would put everyone in the prison, and then we would all turn in the world into good. But it doesn't work that way, and the Creator disagrees with that. According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, there is no such concept as prison, an imprisoned place. Who undergoes correction from prison? Look at who comes out of prison. No one gets corrected there. Therefore, there is no such concept as prison. There needs to be corrective organizations, really, that do corrections, but they need to be free. Meaning a person is under the influence of a certain society who, under that society's influence on him, in its connection with him, it educates him gradually. That is the essence of all the work of correction. Boris, let us continue. However, the Creator takes utmost care of every tiny particle of His creation, allowing no one to destroy anything in His domain. In accordance with it, all such correctors will disappear. Therefore, Dr. Leitman, no corrections will help. It doesn't matter how much a person will murder or will send people into exile, our society will not become better. Our society won't improve, and you cannot speak about such people at all. This entire system is incorrect. It's egoistic. We simply want to solve these things. We don't want to put ourselves as responsible for the correction of society. We don't want that. So let's send this person somewhere for him to sit in prison because we don't want any more bad from him. By that, we don't understand that we are sending an element that is necessary for us, which points out what our society needs for its correction, that these elements will not become expressed in the future, so that they will not blossom into other things. And if we don't filter the society in such a way, then nothing good will come of it. And we see that. We can see how crime is only increasing in its quantity. Question from Kazakhstan. What is the correction in practice of bad qualities or bad inclinations, bad thoughts and desires? If now I have an inclination or a thought, how am I supposed to correct that? Is it enough only a recognition that it needs correction, or does it need something else? Dr. Leitman. Only in the 10. I cannot do anything. We have a very correct and precise system. You just start using it, start entering that system, and then you will see what it gives. In what way participating in connection in the 10, how that starts immediately correcting all of its participants. It doesn't matter who. And in that way, you will not yearn for any additional correction. The connection in the 10, despite that it's in the 10, and we are unaware of the spiritual laws, but the more we bring ourselves closer to the connection in the 10, by doing so, we bring ourselves to a form which is correct, to a spiritual state. And then in the 10 reveals the Creator. Sasha, another question from New York. Why does the Creator protect in such a way where he doesn't let the bad come out into the world? Dr. Leitman, who then would correct the things? Those bad ones and those not bad ones, they both need to become corrected because they both are the reason for the recognition, for the revelation of evil, meaning the good and the bad. Both bad and good are equally responsible for the revelation of some negative phenomenon. If we would get rid of that negative phenomenon, then that same good and bad parts of us, with all of their inner corruptions, remain as they are. And then the next time, a greater evil will reveal. Boris, a question from Chicago. In Kabbalah, there is no such concept as prison, but there is such a concept of killing. Should the person be frightened of harming others? Dr. Leitman, no. Prison for one who kills is something theoretical, because in practice it never happens. In the whole upper law courts of Sanhedrin that once existed, they would bring out to kill only one time, and I think even then they didn't implement it in the end. They thought that putting that sentencing one to kill after 70 years was thought of as something drastic, something terrible, inhuman. Sasha, a question from Sochi. How could it be that bad qualities will invert by themselves into good qualities and beneficial ones, like the Creator in the beginning programmed them? Where is the role of a person's effort here? Or is it a miracle? Dr. Leitman, certainly there needs to be a role of a person's efforts here. A person doesn't do anything. The Creator doesn't do anything here. We do everything. Really, there is no Creator. There are forces of nature. What forces do we see? Other than the negative force, there is also a positive force. We simply need to use them correctly, those positive and negative forces, and then we would be in a correct reciprocity between them, and then we will be able to use those forces. And the Creator is not connected to that. There is no Creator. There is no God. Boris, I want to finish the thought of Balasulam. We spoke about the Creator looks at every tiny particle of his creation, and while evil remain in the world, it exists and counts the stages of development of every element of the creation until they reach their final state. Evil properties will turn into good and useful ones the way the Creator initially conceived them. This resembles a fruit hanging on a tree branch for days and months until it ripens so that every person will discover its taste and sweetness.
Пока он не достигнет спелости, и тогда каждому человеку раскроется их вкус и сладость.
То есть все, что существует, существует правильно и верно.
Therefore, everything that exists exists correctly. It's necessary. The Creator created nothing with no need. But everything exists until it reaches its perfect state.
Мы должны только знать, как правильно взаимодействовать между собой.
We need only know how to be in correct reciprocity between us, to be patient in correcting, not correcting each other, because we have nothing to correct in each and every one of us. Neither bad nor good exists in a person. Good and bad is only in relation to the connection between us. What is harmful and damaging to the connection between us? And whatever is beneficial and helpful to connection is considered good. Only in that. And only one quality in a specific individual person, whether it's good or bad, we cannot say anything about that. Meaning, good or bad qualities are measured only according to their ability to be realized in the group. Maybe we should start with questions. Let's start with Almaty. We have most people there. Question from Almaty. Hello, Dr. Leitman. I want to add to the dialectic law another law, something that comes from Hegel, who says that whoever is conscious in reality, it's the fourth law of dialectics. Dr. Leitman, I agree with you. You and Hegel are correct. And now, St. Petersburg. St. Petersburg, good afternoon. Please say, how can we reach connection? Dr. Leitman, how can we reach connection? It's very serious and tough work, but it's the main work. We reach connection when we really feel that it is the goal of existence, the goal of the entire existence of nature and human development. And then we start working between us on connection, with the understanding that by doing so we'll bring the entirety of nature to connection. Because nature is global, integral, and mutually connected. How do we do that? We do that practically in the ten, meaning that we take people and we create small groups out of them, of 10 people each. We can do men separately from women. It's also possible to connect between them, however you guys want. Certainly it's preferable separate, but however it turns out. And then, when they start working on their connection between them, then they start reaching the awareness that in that connection, in that rejection to connection, in that struggle against and for connection, we're precisely in that. The entire essence of the egoistic person in our world is, and then we come to such a state where we will start feeling in that connection the Creator. So 10 people who connect, who gather together, and between themselves in an egoistic way, they are incapable of getting along. They hate and reject each other. And they don't understand why and what for all that exists. They are repelled by that, especially women among each other. You understand how it's almost impossible. So, in any case, we try to do that. And then we start seeing how precisely there exists all the negative power of nature, that it all reveals there. And then in your lives, it doesn't matter what form you had, you don't use your true ego, you only use your beastly ego. You lied somewhere, you stole somewhere, you harmed someone over there somewhere. All these sociopathic, anti-social actions are not anti-egoistic. An anti-egoistic action, or the anti-egoistic force, is that force which is opposed to your connection among yourselves, to true connection between a person and those similar to him, in order to reach into mutual connection and a mutual pact, a mutual covenant, in order to reveal the Creator in that connection. And then you really start discovering what the ego is, why it is opposed to you so much, how and in what way the Creator reveals between two opposite forces, the force of rejection and the force of attraction between you, that you need to develop. You need to develop that forcefully, coercively, with a request from the Creator that He will give you an opportunity to come closer to one another. And all the practical actions, those practical actions in the group, through them we develop. And there the Creator develops. There the Creator reveals. And that is called practical Kabbalah that we are speaking about. There is nothing beyond that. Everything is very simple. Very simple. You only need to act in that way, and you don't need to engage in any side forms. That is what's most important, meaning to build a ten and to try between yourselves to connect, so much so that until the ten, in the ten there will be this new phenomenon, something new and common between us, something that doesn't relate to each and every one of us individually, but between us. So that same
совершенно иной природы.
New common thing that appears, that is the new nature, the quality of bestowal that we ourselves created between ourselves, despite each and every one of us being egoists, but through our desires, our yearnings to connect against the ego, we create that new nature. And the Creator says the same thing, that you made me. You, in plural form, made me. That's what the Creator says. So that's how we do everything. And beforehand, before we do such a thing, that state doesn't exist. So it all exists in us. And when we do create that quality of love and bestowal between us, then later on we can use that quality, and that quality is that which will protect us and raise us and elevate us. That quality is capable of everything, because the negative quality, we have that on us by default. And the positive quality, we create that in the circle between us. And in that way, we also have the plus and the minus. And between those pluses and minuses, we can act to start acting. And then we will have whatever we want. We will start feeling states that are different. We will start feeling an upper world, etc.
Morris
Krasnodar, Dr. Leitman, maybe St. Petersburg. We had St. Petersburg. Okay, so Krasnodar.
A
question from Krasnodar. Hello. My question is, why was a person made? Because nature and the universe exist according to laws that don't depend on a person. Why is a person so necessary if it's what corrupts everything? Dr. Leitman, all of nature, all of the universe, and many other universes and worlds are all created precisely in order for a person to appear, so that the person will have the opportunity to reveal all of these universes and all these degrees of nature in order for him, how should I put it? In order for the person to start recognizing them, that they will enter his awareness, that he will start knowing them creatively in connection with those similar to him. And then he will be able to experience all the universes, all the dimensions within himself. We, in our mind and emotion, attain all the universes. We, as if, embrace them and include them within ourselves. So we don't need to think about a person like the way you depicted him today. A person is a system. It's a system which is received as a result of the correct connection between us. That system accumulates, gathers from all of us, men, women, children, everyone related to that human species. So all of these humans which gather among themselves, which come together, wanting to be together, despite their ego, wanting to be whole, and we'll reach that state either through good or bad, either coercively or out of our own desire. We will be pushed to that state, and that state has already started. And then we will discover that a person who connects creates such a volume which embraces the entirety of reality, the entirety of creation. And in that volume, we will exist eternally and perfectly. So, don't be concerned about the fact that a person is bad. We'll continue. Medellin.
Muy buenos días. Buenas tardes, querido Rab. Buenos días, buenas tardes, Team Mundial.
Buenos días.
La pregunta es, si no es metiendo a la cárcel a las personas que cometen, que matan, roban, que cometen todo tipo de delitos, de qué manera pueden corregir o cómo hacer con esas personas.
Вопрос такой. Вопрос такой. Как сделать, чтобы исправить человека, который намерен убить,
what should we do in order to correct the person who aims to murder, steal, and do all these bad actions? Dr. Leitman, that same person who wants to kill, steal, etc., you need to put him into an environment, into a society, which will show him how what it means to be correctly in reciprocity with society, and then everything will come to its correction. Everything depends on the society and not on anything else. Certainly, that environment needs to also have its protective forms, but that needs to act on each and every person. But you shouldn't extract him from the society, because then you take away his opportunity to change. But the society needs to think about how to change and operate on each and every person. If the society is there, then it can work on people to correct them. Question. In a 10 that works correctly and functions well, then the creator appears in it. So let's say 10 number 1, you have the creator there, and 10 number 2, you have a second kind of creator. And then you have, let's say, an event like a congress where these two 10s connect as one. And then they have the third creator between them. Could you say that this third creator has a story of the first and the second creator? Or is that creator unique according to that new, unique connection that these two tens made? Dr. Leitman, the creator is one in each and every place. It is a single force, a single unique force that reveals to each ten according to the qualities of connection of that particular ten. And truthfully, his quality is singular, the quality of absolute love and bestowal. And you reveal it according to the extent to which you equalize with that quality. Minsk.
Hello,
everyone. My question is, how is the level of attainment of individuals? How does that influence the spiritual height of each and every ten? What is the evaluation there between them? Dr. Leitman, the spirituality of the ten is the extent of their connection. And to the extent of their connection between them, each and every ten, but each and every one within his own individuality and uniqueness, starts feeling the Creator and the upper world that become revealed between them. Thank you, Minsk. Who else is remaining? Mac VG, the Kabbalah Academy. Question from Oleg. You said that there is no creator. But if there is no creator, so then who is Haman aimed at? You're correct. Dr. Leitman, you are correct. I intended by saying there is no creator, that there is no creator that people believe in who controls everyone and who is everyone's leader. The creator is a collective force that moves each and every one of us to connection. That is the creator's singular goal. Therefore, if we define the creator correctly, so we define him as a single integral force, that everything existing exists within him, and in that integral force, as the Kabbalists tell us, it broke all the creation, everything existing, and gradually everything that was existing starts yearning for connection. It starts coming together, just like Lego or in some game where you compose things together like a kaleidoscope, meaning it starts finding its correct place in relation to everything else, where we, in our mutual connection between us, reveal more and more of that same upper force. Therefore, when I say that there is no creator, I mean that do not try to find him in anything else, but only in that force that guides you to connection, to unity. The creator doesn't want anything other than that, so do not develop hopes for anything else as well. That's what I meant. Sasha, a question from Ekaterinburg about the force of correction. Why is it not enough, all the revelations, these negative revelations throughout history? Why do we need to reveal the ego between people that don't know each other, and what can we reveal in such a thing despite everything that's happened in history? Dr. Leitman, nice. I'll tell you. All the ego that you reveal every day in relation to your family members, relatives, people at your workplace, that's not even the ego, that's just nonsense. That's not the ego. The ego is the ego that interferes with you connecting when you are yearning for connection, meaning that the ego starts revealing when you try to connect between yourselves in the ten in order to discover the creator. These are the conditions. Connecting the ten. In order to connect, we need to learn what are those qualities of connection, because correct connection in the ten, in order to discover in it the creator, in that same ten, we receive the expression of the ego in work upon the ego, advanced work, in order to reveal the ego and reveal the creator, so then the reveal also reveals and also the creator. Did we answer everyone's questions? Boris, there is a question from Holland that they asked. Friends gathered there, they just don't have a working microphone. They write, is there any personal responsibility in this work? Personal responsibility towards the group and the creator? Dr. Leitman, personal responsibility toward the creator and the group? There is personal responsibility toward the group, because I am obliged, together with them, to reach the quality of complete connection, the quality of bestowal. And in relation to the Creator, my obligation is to reach connection with Him, because that's why He created me. And as such, I reach, how should I put it? That's how I reach my most exalted, elated, best state. Sasha, question from Helson. When humanity becomes ripe enough, does that mean that our society becomes like that fruit hanging on a tree, waiting until it becomes sweet? When does it happen? Dr. Leitman, Yulia, you're asking when you're capable of loving everyone. Then that sweet fruit will reveal, and you'll be able to pick it and enjoy its sweetness. It's the fruit in the Garden of Eden. Boris, another question from Tashkent. A person doesn't want to come and connect with other egoists because he will know that the connection is going to fail because everyone is egoistic. Dr. Leitman, incorrect, because they will need to put the Creator between them. If a person just wants to connect two people together, that will not succeed in any way. Especially in our days, it doesn't succeed. Even for a short period of time among youth. It's not connection. It's connection coercively. It's from not being able to escape, etc. However, true connection, true unity, as it was said, husband and wife and the Creator between them. Even two qualities in the same person or two people between them, the creator between them, that's what makes the connection between them. And otherwise, it will never work in any way. Therefore, in our days, that people are running away from all kinds of connections. Boris, question. The feeling of the creator between people is the feeling that awakens out of a dream, like out of a dream. Dr. Leitman, correct. In the beginning, it's a state where I would want to lose my senses and fall asleep, and in continuation, then I want to wake up and... Boris, Yulia is asking, a transition to the next world, is that connected to the sufferings of the body? Dr. Leitman, no. Certainly you can become tired of studies because you got to work and also work with the 10 and then invest a lot of time and effort into that. So, yeah, you can get tired from that, but it's certainly not suffering. Boris, last question. Please say, if I develop my soul and live in two worlds, what will happen? Will I not continue working and being an ordinary person? Dr. Leitman, why not? You remain in your same usual life. You just simply start feeling between you and others a field that fills between you. But instead of this atmosphere, this air, it's the Creator, and He is between you. And then you start feeling as existing in an eternal and whole, complete way, this eternity. Boris, in the next program, we're going to continue going through this article by Balasulam, Peace in the World. We want to say that the most important event of the year is between the 8th and 6th and 8th of September in Kishinev. Now we are seeing the logo of the International Kabbalah Convention 2019 in Kishinev, in Moldova. I invite everyone to come there from the 6th till 8th of September. I very much hope everyone will come and will know and feel what it means to make that first step to the recognition of the upper eternal world. So to your success, we will see each other, and I very much wait to see you all there and embrace you.